And here in the U.S., there's great debate about people entering the country. That recent wave of children on the border comes to mind. In Ireland, the debate is about what's lost when people leave, as hundreds of thousands have to find work. Ireland has the highest rate of emigration of any country in the European Union, and that has taken a toll on rural communities. The BBC's John Murphy has this story.
The game I'm watching is Ireland's most popular sport, Gaelic football. This is an important local championship match in the far west of the country, in County Mayo. Achill are away to Kilmina. Michael McNamara is the secretary of the Achill club.
The decline in population here is very worrying. The number of young people that is going to be available to play these sports in the coming years is obviously going to decline.
Could the worst come to the worst and this collapse? What would that
Definitely,
mean?
That could happen. And it is happening to small rural clubs all over Ireland already.
The voice you can hear shouting is Moira Gallagher's.
Well done, Achill! Good defending!
We suffer a lot from immigration, as you all know, because we don't have work in Achill Island. Most of our good players are away, between Australia, Canada, New Zealand, you name it, wherever they are.
Has your family been directly affected by immigration?
Oh, big time, yeah. I have Colm, Dara, Donal, three of one family, all in Australia.
Good morning.
Morning.
You're welcome to the Valley National School, Achill.
Nice to meet you.
How are you? Dennis Randall's my name.
One place to get a sense of the vibrancy of a community is the local primary school.
We have two teachers now, but from September I'll be the only teacher. I'll have 13 pupils.
13?
Yeah.
That's not very many.
It's not. And our particular village here, we would have no young families. We would have one child under the age of 4 to come to school over the next 4 years. The big problem is there's no work and there's no reason for young families to come back.
As a headmaster of a school like this, do you feel that you're on the edge of survival?
Oh, well, absolutely. Our school doesn't have a future. I would safely say 4 years' time the school will be closed. And when you close a school in an area like this, you take the life out of the village. It's like blowing out a candle in an already very dark room.
Emigration isn't new to Ireland. Millions left during the potato famine of the 1840s. But this latest wave of emigration is different. Most of those leaving now are highly educated and in their 20s and 30s. Ireland's Taoiseach, or Prime Minister, is Enda Kenny.
Obviously, emigration has always been an issue. And we've had a young person's drain out of the country.
For a brain drain, people say.
A brain drain. But young people will not stay unless there's action. And every week, young people leave the country. Now, for the 3 years prior to 2011, we lost 330,000 jobs. 330,000. We're now creating 1,000 jobs a week. That's heading in the right direction.
There are signs of economic recovery in Ireland, but that's mainly in cities like Dublin, while rural areas across the west of Ireland continue to lose young people. For communities on the edge like Achill, that means school closures, businesses disappearing, and local services like buses being cut. Thomas Johnston, a retired teacher and local historian, worries young families won't return.
They are trained for different professions and careers, which brings them all over the world, but not to come back. I don't want to be despondent about it, but I cannot foresee population increasing in Achill again.
The BBC's John Murphy reporting. You're listening to Here and Now.